NASA is returning to the moon, but the goal of this mission is not to land on the surface. The Lunar Atmosphere and Dust Environmental Explorer, or LADEE, yeah, you heard me right, LADEE, is a robotic mission that will orbit the moon to gather more detailed information about the lunar atmosphere and conditions near the surface. Sounds pretty cool, huh? But wait, there's more. There was room on board, so another mission at NASA is hitching a ride to the moon to test the power of lasers. Why lasers and what are they being used for? Don't jump to the idea that it's some kind of space militarization effort to zap areas on Earth. The purpose of the mission is informational. Here to tell us what they hope to learn is Don Cornwell from NASA. He's the mission manager for the Lunar Laser Communications Demonstration on LADEE. That's a mouthful. He joins us now from Zurich, Switzerland. Don, thanks for talking to us today.
Ross, thank you for having me on, and good afternoon.
So you're in Zurich today to work. What are you doing there?
Well, so as you said, we're going to attempt to do laser communications from the moon. And so one of the things that we're doing is NASA is partnering with other agencies where we can. And part of communicating with a laser from the moon is you have to be able to receive it on the ground at a ground station, which for a laser beam is really like a telescope. And so we have three ground stations that we're developing, one of which belongs to the European Space Agency. And that's in Tenerife, Spain. And so we're here in Zurich with our equipment actually doing interoperability testing just to make sure that our equipment's going to talk to the Europeans' equipment before we put the distance of the moon between them.
Don, you've already got ways to communicate to the satellite. Why are you trying out lasers as another way to do it?
Well, that's an excellent question. So lasers, because they have much shorter wavelengths, they're much more easier to collimate or make into, you know, focus into a really tight beam. And so it allows you to concentrate the energy more that you're transmitting the signal on. The other thing about lasers is that the shorter wavelengths as well also make it where you can send many more bits in a second. And most folks don't realize this, but you and I probably right now are communicating by laser over a fiber optic cable across the Atlantic and across the U.S., where my voice is being basically captured and turned into little light pulses that go at billions of times per second across the Atlantic. So NASA's hoping to do, we want to do the exact same thing from the moon, but instead of having an optical fiber to guide us, we're going to have to basically point this laser across 400,000 kilometers of free space and get it to the target on the Earth, the ground station.
See, there's my question right there. It's contained within a tube going across the ocean, but if you're just pointing it at the Earth, you know, we hear so much about problems with people on the ground pointing lasers at airplanes and blinding pilots. Are you going to hit that target? If there's someone in between it, are they going to get hit with a laser?
That's an excellent question. The beams that are going to be coming back from the moon, they're actually on the order of just photons by the time they get back. And so as part of this effort, we've actually had to develop really sensitive detectors that can count these individual photons, and that's our signal. So, for example, these detectors now and these receivers are so powerful that they can actually get 2 bits of information for every single photon of light that gets discovered. So it's really amazing stuff. By the way, I want to say that MIT's Lincoln Laboratory is the group that's developed these detectors, and they also built and test and delivered the space terminal to NASA as well.
Well, with all this data, do you have computers that can take it in fast enough? You know, a lot of times our home computers get overpowered by the data they're receiving.
That's right. That's right. That is a consideration. So our receiver is actually built to be able to take all this data real time and be able to process it. And basically, when we receive it in one of our stations, the other two being in California and also the prime station in White Sands, New Mexico, we're connected to one of these fiber optic cables where we backhaul that data, you know, across the fiber and back to where the scientist or the investigator needs to get that data. But you're exactly right. We have worked hard on the processing electronics to make that happen.
Is there why do you need to send the information more quickly? What will be the result of this if this experiment works and you're able to use lasers to get things to the moon and back quickly?
Well, you know, so the first thing that NASA is going to do is we'd like to get, you know, a system like this would let us get more of all the things that we go to space to collect to begin with. So more high-resolution images, more measurements if we're measuring temperatures or what things are made of, other bodies, asteroids, the moon, Mars potentially. So we'll be able to get more of that information back in a given amount of time, which is kind of a really big deal. I mean, you can think about it as being a bottleneck in some ways. And And so this system, once we demonstrate that it works from the moon, will really serve to be a good complement to the radio systems that we've been using for the last 40, 50 years.
Is it theoretically possible to work from Mars or even further away?
Oh, that's right. That could be done from Mars or even further away. As a matter of fact, because the beam, the laser beam, can be made to be so much tighter than a radio beam, which kind of spreads out more, you can actually go further with these systems with a smaller, on the spacecraft, you'd have a smaller terminal that would need less power and less weight and less size. So it really does help you out to use a laser.
Hey, Don, thanks for telling us about this. I appreciate it.
Great. Thanks for calling. Having me on.
We appreciate it. Don Cornwell from NASA, he's mission manager for the Lunar Laser Communications Demonstration on a rocket that's going to the moon.